USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks his longtime friend Roger Stone is being treated unfairly, but he didn't grant him a pardon. He only hinted that it might happen after today's wave of clemencies. Now, the sentencing will proceed with Roger Stone on Thursday, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News,
"Well, I understand that Mr. Stone's lawyers have raised an issue about the impartiality of at least one juror. And my response to that is that, well, that's why God made appellate judges. You raise those issues on appeal."
Another 2 inches of rain is expected to fall on soggy Jackson, Mississippi. A flash flood warning is in place until tomorrow morning. The Pearl River in the state's capital crested just below 37 feet. City officials say they don't know the extent of the damage, but fear at least 1,000 homes are flooded. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. The organization's legal exposure has ramped up since a number of states changed laws to give sexual abuse victims more time to sue their abusers. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is lashing out at former Justice Department employees and members of the media who are calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. Graham tells Fox News that the initial sentencing was far too harsh for the crime committed.
There was no threat to a witness that would justify increasing the 3.5 to 4.5 recommendations from the guidelines.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is awake and talking after surviving a horrific crash on the last lap of the Daytona 500 late Monday. Corey LaJoy finished eighth and was involved in the accident. He shares with ABC's Good Morning America a view from his vantage point.
I didn't even know who I hit because you're concentrating on trying to get a good finish, and nobody realizes how fast 200 miles an hour is, or how light or how uncontrollable these cars are when you get out of shape. So I didn't even know who I hit or what the extent of the crash was until after I got out of the infield care center. Until somebody told me that Ryan, they took him straight to the hospital, I was obviously nervous. I haven't seen the replay beyond what was shown right there. So it was obviously a very, very scary crash, but the fact that he's still with us and he can hopefully make a full recovery is just a testament to the NASCAR R&D group and how safe they're trying to make these race cars.
A new study of the coronavirus outbreak shows the elderly and people who are already sick are at the greatest risk to be infected. Health workers treating coronavirus patients also are at high risk. The study released today comes the same day the director of a hospital in the Chinese city at the heart of the outbreak died. The coronavirus has infected more than 70,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.